In the gospel reading today, we hear about these people coming to the Lord and asking to see a sign. And the Lord says no sign would be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Well, guess what we live in? A time where people want signs. Oh my goodness, anybody you talk to, it's like, I want a sign. What did you see the latest message? Who said what? They all want signs and wonders. But when we stop and think about it, when God is doing something glorious in the world, he doesn't give a bunch of signs. When something not so good is about to happen, there are some signs that accompany it. So that particular generation, Jesus said, no sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. That is, that just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man will be in the earth. They would kill him, and he would rise from the dead. That's the sign that remains for us, too. But when the people didn't accept that sign, 40 years later, 37, I guess, to be exact, there were lots of signs, lots of extraordinary things that were going on in Jerusalem. And then in the year 70, the Romans destroyed it. And it remained that way from the year 70 until the year 1948. So if you want signs, that's not a good thing. That is, if God is giving us a bunch of signs, we better gulp, because that means we're in trouble. Big trouble. And we are. Let's admit it. Doesn't take a genius to look around right now and see what's going on. We are in trouble because we've rejected the Lord. We have ushered him out of our society. We don't want to do it God's way. And so this again is ultimately a great blessing for us. Don't worry about all the signs. Just look around. They're everywhere. The question is making the choice. Because the signs, remember, are sort of like the 4th of July fireworks. They're pretty cool when they happen. 5 seconds later, they're over. And then you're looking for another one. The signs don't last. They don't mean much. But God remains, and he means everything. So we don't need to be looking for all kinds of signs. Instead, we heard in the first reading exactly what we're supposed to do, because the people of Israel were just like us, or put it the other way, we're just like them. So what did God say? You know what to do. You've been told what the Lord requires of you, to do the right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. He's not exactly asking extraordinary things of us. He's asking us to do what is right. He's asking us to love what is good. And he's asking us to walk humbly with the Lord. Those should come pretty easily and naturally to us. But again, our society is just the opposite. Remember when the prophet Isaiah, well, God speaking through the prophet Isaiah, said, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Well, welcome to America. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Black is white and white is black. Everything is upside down. Everything is backwards. Boys are girls and girls are boys, and we don't know who's what and who's what. Come on. We don't want the right. Well, you and I do. The media doesn't. And yet we keep turning that stupid box on and listening to what these unfortunate souls keep telling us. Why? They're liars. They are professional liars. They are getting paid huge amounts of money to lie to you. And you keep listening to them anyway. So we need to reject the nonsense. We need to reject what's wrong. We need to love goodness. Look at what's happening in the wake of the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade. We have all these companies now that are coming out and saying, oh, we'll pay for our female employees to fly to a different state if your state won't kill their baby. We'll pay for the whole thing. Really? Because it's all about the blasted money. If a woman is pregnant and has a baby, well, that's going to cost us a lot because we might lose our employee, or at least we're going to lose her for quite a few weeks while she's on maternity leave. If we pay a few thousand dollars to fly her to a different state and kill her baby, well, okay, we lost a couple of days and we saved a ton of money. Who's God? Not the Lord. The blasted money. The false gods of our society. Ultimately, the one who wants child sacrifice. So are we willing to really love goodness? To stand for the truth? To stand for what's right? To stand for what's good and what's beautiful? And again, we've got everything backwards. Everything that's bad, they're calling good. Everything that's ugly, they call beautiful. And these people don't know how to tell the truth. All they do is lie. So again, it's a mess. But then to walk humbly with your God. So even if we recognize this, what's our response? In the face of it, are we going to be angry? Are we going to be lashing out? Are we going to be arrogant? That's not what the Lord is asking for. He's asking that we would be humble, that we would walk with Him, we would follow His commands and do His will. That's what we're being asked to do. So those three things which are natural to us, it's what we're created for. But in our society, it has become unnatural. So we have to make a choice now to be able to actually do what we were created to do the right, to love goodness, to walk humbly with our God.